السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Since the Hujjaj are getting ready to go to Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madina Tayyiba, and many of them are already there from other parts of the world, unfortunately, due to the quota system and all the other hassles and problems, South African Hujjaj are still awaiting their departures. We make dua, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala take each and every one who has made some niyat and intention of going. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must not deprive anyone. I mentioned this morning that there are two things that are required, especially when it comes to Hajj. That the person must have talab in him and he must make a koshish. Talab and koshish. A very keen desire, the person makes a lot of dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala because of this very keen desire of his to be there for Hajj. And then he makes an effort in that direction. So if the person has the talab and he makes the effort in that direction, that means he has to make some application for his passport, for his visas, accommodation, arrangements, and other kind of necessary procedures and formalities he must follow. So then inshallah Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take that person. Sooner or later the person will go. If it's not this year, then next year. If it's not next year, some other year. But it is the experience of millions of people around the globe over the years that it is not the person's wealth or his status or anything else that takes the person for Hajj or Umrahs. It is the talab in him, the du'as that the person makes, and the effort that he makes in that direction. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who takes. If Allah ta'ala wills, it will work in his favor. And if he does not will, then it means that Allah ta'ala wants to create more talab in him. Sometimes the person, the delay creates more shock of Madina Sharif, more shock of Makkah al-Mukarramah. More desire, the fire of love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the fire of love of Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madina Tayyiba, begins to burn even more. More fuel is given by the delay. But at the same time, we don't say that a person should not make an effort to resolve problems. If from any quarters there is an obstacle or a problem, then it is the duty of the Ummah to try and resolve that problem, to try and remove those obstacles, those hurdles, those who are placing thorns on the path. Then it is the duty to remove those thorns, whether it is from the kingdom side, whether it is from the local organization side, from whichever side. If there is negligence, inefficiency, then they must try and remove those problems. So we make dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless each and every person who has made an intention of going for Hajj. Allah ta'ala make it easy for them, remove the obstacles, the hurdles, the problems. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala take them safely and give them maqbool and mabroor hajj. Allah ta'ala must not deprive anyone. But if the person for some reason cannot make it, then take lesson from Sulh Hudaybiyah. The Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he goes right up to Hudaybiyah with his 1400 companions and he stopped there. He is not allowed to proceed to Makkatul Mukarramah. And he was only going for Umrah. He was not going for battle or war. And then that peace treaty of Hudaybiyah is signed and they have to return from there. Now imagine how testing and trying a time that must have been. ND210131. 210131. Please remove your card. What a testing and trying time in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whose dua could have been more powerful than the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Whose company and sohbat could have been more profitable and beneficial than the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam? But there were lessons in all those things. Allah ta'ala called it, Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. Fathe mubin. And yet they were coming back. So it does not mean that Allah ta'ala became very angry and disappointed. That's why certain people were not allowed to go or did not make it. And certain people Allah became very pleased. That's why they were allowed to come. It is a test and trial sometimes for some people. And even those who are going, it is a test and trial. Either the person makes it or the person loses out and comes. Depends how he spends his time. Ye subhe Madina, ye shame Madina, ye subhe Madina, ye shame Madina, Mubarak tujhe ye qiyame Madina, ye subhe Madina. Ye shame Madina, Mubarak tujhe ye qiyame Madina. Bala jaane kya ja mumina e alam, bala jaane kya ja mumina e alam. Tera kaif ae khush kharam e Madina. Ye subh e Madina, ye sham e Madina, Mubarak tujhe ye qiyam e Madina. Ye subh e Madina, ye shame Madina, Mubarak tujhe ye qiyame Madina. When the person gets up in Madina Sharif in the morning, we go to our masajid to make our salat. And there the person proceeds to the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make his salat. Ye subhe Madina, ye shame Madina, Mubarak tujhe ye qiyame Madina. But when will that qiyam and that stay in Madina Sharif become Mubarak? When the person observes the etiquettes of staying in Madina Sharif. Has to be extremely careful, very much on guard. Stay totally away from all sins, vices and evils. Adopt all the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Don't show any kind of disrespect to that Mubarak city, Mubarak land. Keep your mind focused, then that person will enjoy the barakat of that Mubarak place. Ye subhe Madina, ye shame Madina, Mubarak tujhe ye qiyame Madina. Ye subhe Madina, ye shame Madina, Mubarak tujhe ye
قیام مدینہ، مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر، مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر، ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، مدینہ مدینہ، مدینہ مدینہ، مدینہ مدینہ، مدینہ مدینہ، بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ، مدینہ مدینہ، مدینہ مدینہ، مدینہ مدینہ، مدینہ مدینہ، بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ.
Just Medina Sharif, the name itself gives such enjoyment to an ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because where is the heart of a mashuk, the one who is a lover, where is his heart? His heart is where the beloved is. So if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Medina Sharif, so then what about the heart of the one who is an ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The moment the name Medina Sharif is heard, straight away he wants to hear, what about Medina Sharif? Any news about Medina Sharif? When am I proceeding to Medina Sharif? When can I be at the Rauza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Standing in front of the Rauza Mubarak with all the sins and with all the evils that we have gone, but we are hopeful of the Shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there we are saying, with great humility and great respect and great hope, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. So the name itself, bada lutf deta hai naam-e Madina. Madina, 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 bada lutf deta hai naam-e Madina. نگاہوں میں سلطان نیت ہیچ ہوگی، نگاہوں میں سلطان نیت ہیچ ہوگی، جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو، سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو، سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ، سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو، سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. او یو مسلم، where are you searching for سکون جہاں؟ دل سکون جہاں، where are you searching for it؟ You will never find it, irrespective of where you look for it. There can be so much of glitter and glamour and brightness and shine in so many places, but you will never find sukoon. You will never find peace, tranquility, itminan of the qalb, serenity, joy in the heart, peace of mind. You will only find it in the Nizam of Madina Sharif. Those teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the teachings with regards to akhlaq, amal, ibadat, imaniyat, everything, muasharat, our dealings, our etiquette, our moral, our behavior, when we're going to have those things in our lives, then we will find sukoon. Otherwise, there can never, never be sukoon. Sukoon e jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho?
Sukoon e jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho? Sukoon e jahan hai nizam-e-madina. Ye subh-e-madina, ye sham-e-madina. Mubarak tujhe ye qiyam-e-madina. O azad akhtar ghame do jahan se, ho azad akhtar ghame do jahan se, jo ho jaye dil se ghulam-e-madina. Ye subh-e-madina, ye sham-e-madina. Mubarak tujhe ye qiyam-e-madina. Ye subh-e-madina, ye sham-e-madina. Mubarak tujhe ye qiyam-e-madina.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد علماء کرام most respected brothers or sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers I just spoke about the nizam of Madina Sharif so one example which I gave some time back suddenly flashed in my mind again and again it was the meeting of one of the brothers this afternoon when I asked him that what business he is in so he said I'm in the building trade and I sell building material so I told him that this is exactly what I've been saying all along and I've given this example to some other brother before also I said a person who is in the building trade what does he do He sells cement, sand, steel, iron, bricks, nails, ceiling material, so many different things. Now if all these things are lying around, any person can go and steal, put it in his pocket, or put it in a wheelbarrow and take it away. And the person will not even make out. If somebody has to go at night and there's no security there and he has to fill a few wheelbarrows of sand and go away from a big heap there, can anyone make out? Or takes away a little bit of steel or takes away a few bricks. But when that person consults an engineer, an architect, and then according to the instruction of that architect and engineer, the person now puts up a building. All that material that was there, he puts it into a building. The steel, the sand, the cement, the bricks, the ceiling, the windows, the door frames. Now everything has been put and one building has been constructed. Now when the building has been constructed, Thereafter, even if a person has to steal something from that building, then very quickly and easily the person can make out that something went from here. For example, this building here now, if somebody takes away one door frame, then every musalli that's walking in, what happened to this door frame? Every musalli will recognize it easily. Or if we have got those windows on the sides, if somebody has to steal two or three windows, every musalli that will walk in, what happened to those window panes? You can make it out, because it was made into one building. Furthermore, it is not easy to roll away a whole building, unless in modern day technology the crooks are one step ahead of everything. So probably they can roll away whole buildings also. But you can't roll a building away. It's constructed, it's solid. The steel, cement, everything is now solid. If a person has to chip some wall, you can make it out. The wall has been chipped. So I said, this is exactly what we are saying. That all the amal, all the aqaid, the ibadat and everything else, muashara, the transactions and everything, all the teachings of Islam, now they are that building material. They are that building material of iman. That a Muslim, if he has in his life all the different material and he has constructed into a solid building of iman, so then if shaitan has to snatch away something from that, immediately he himself will sense that something has gone wrong in my life. And everybody else will realize it too, that something has gone wrong in this person's life, because he had solid iman. So now when his akhlaq changes, they say, but now what's wrong with this person? He was of such good akhlaq and character, what happened to him? Looks like shaitan has misled him. Now if he misses his salat, everybody will make it out that this person was regular in the masjid, what has happened? Now unless he's sick or something, then they will find out. But they will realize immediately that this person, something has gone wrong. If the person in his transactions is now cheating or deceiving, or he was not honest and truthful, then the person will make it out that this person, I've been trading with him all along, he was very honest, very truthful, now what happened? Just like how when something is stolen from that building, then everyone makes it out. So if that person has got solid iman, he has put in that building the aqaid, the beliefs, then he's got namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, then he's got his dealings, transactions and everything right. And then this person has got his relationship with the family members, with the parents, with the young, with the old, and with the clients and customers, and with the musallis and with everybody, Muslim, non-Muslim, he's got it right. The person's etiquette are right. Everything is right. So now this building has become very solid. And Allah Ta'ala, all His promises that He has made for people of this kind of iman, who have got this kind of iman, in which everything is there, like one solid building. But if we don't have that kind of iman, then there is nothing. Today the person is missing his namaz, next day is missing his fast, some day is stealing, some day is taking drugs, some day is adultery and fornication, some day is something else. So shaitan tries to snatch away anything and everything that he can find, because all the material is lying scattered. It is not into one solid building. So Allah Ta'ala's promises for Muslims and believers are on this kind of believers. Believers who have got kamil iman. Now we are waiting for Allah Ta'ala's help, nusrat, assistance on our kind of iman. Our kind of iman is like that example. One person met somebody. She asked him, how's your business going? He said, I've opened up another one and I'm looking for a man. I've opened another huge supermarket and I'm looking for a man. So he said, no problem, I've got a man for you. So now he waited. So this person goes to the hospital and he finds one man there who is paralyzed, who is without sight, hearing, speech, and the person is on stretcher. Now he reels him in, wheels him in, and he says, you are looking for a man, there's a man. So now Any sensible person would say that definitely he is a man. But he's not the man that this person is looking for. But he is a man. In reality, he is a man. But when he said, I'm looking for a man, was this what he was looking for? Or a person says, I'm multi-rich. Say, what have you got? He's got, I've got 10 rand with me. So he's got 10 rand, but we won't call him rich. We say he's got money, but he's not rich. So like that, our iman that we have, it's very weak. Little breeze of sins and the person, little breeze of temptation and the person has gone back to his old habits. Little breeze of temptation. So the need for that person is to build up and develop that iman and make it into one solid building. And that is the purpose of these type of majalis. That create that love for Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Develop that hope and fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's azab, punishment and accountability on the day of judgment. Now if he goes about it this way and he does the right things, then inshallah his iman will become solid. Then even if there are strong gale force winds of sins blowing, then to this person will stay mustaqim. They will not cause him any harm. May Allah Ta'ala bless me too, bless you too, and the ummah with iman which is kamil. This is a majlis of zikr, so therefore now we'll have a little bit of zikrullah. Inshallah, bayan will be on Monday.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai.
Leave the lights on at the back, Musa. Leave those lights on.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jal jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah.
Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر. تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر. Allahu Allah, 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 Allah, Allahu 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 Allah,
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ واتباعہ اجمعین اللہم ربنا یا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنکونن من الخاسرین یا ارحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین یا غیاث المستغیثین یا راحم المساکین یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام او مائی بلاول اللہ مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ O my most beneficent, merciful Allah. O my most compassionate, loving Allah. O my most generous and kind Allah. O my most beautiful Allah. O my most beautiful Allah. My beloved Allah. We, your sinful servants, have extended our begging bowls before you. My beloved Allah, you are most forgiving. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. We are not advertising our sins. We are not broadcasting our sins. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. We acknowledge each and every weakness of ours. Nothing was hidden from your sight. My beloved Allah, you have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. Every action of ours is before your sight. You could have destroyed us there and then when we were indulging in vices and sins and evils. Ya Allah, you could have caused the buildings to collapse above our heads. Ya Allah, you could have sent the gale force winds against us. You could have ordered the earth to open up and swallow us up. You could have paralyzed us. But Ya Allah, how loving you are. How forgiving you are. How kind and merciful you are. We are extending our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. If there had been another Allah, He would have destroyed us by now. But Ya Allah, we are hopeful of forgiveness. Your treasures of forgiveness are unlimited, my dear. All your treasures are unlimited. We are seeking from your unlimited treasures of forgiveness to forgive us. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. Forgive the sins that we committed of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, who is there for us besides you? Who is there for us besides you? Who can remove our difficulties, problems, hardships, tests and trials besides you? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. My Allah, come into our lives. Ya Allah, come into our lives. Change the direction of our lives. We are going in the wrong direction, my beloved Allah. Our hearts are between your two fingers. You can turn it in any direction you wish. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you. Take us in the direction of Jannat. Ya Allah, take us on the road that leads to you, the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Distance us from the route that leads to Jahannam. Distance us from the road that leads to Shaitan and Nafs. Shaitan and Nafs are our declared enemies, my beloved Allah. We have made them our bosom friends and intimate friends. Ya Allah, those who are our declared enemies, we have made them our bosom friends. Ya Allah, we are at the beck and call of Nafs and Shaitan. Nafs and Shaitan have ganged up against us to destroy us, to bring humiliation, suffering, disgrace, to lead us down the gutters of shame and disgrace. Ya Allah, you want to give us a life of happiness, joy, peace and contentment. Ya Allah, Nafs and Shaitan, they want to see us destroyed. Nafs or Shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. Come to our assistance, my beloved Allah. The storms of fitnas are lashing at us from all sides. Fitnas from our right, fitnas from our left, fitnas from in front of us and behind us. Fitnas pouring from the satellites above us. Mere Mawla, hum kidhar jaye? Fitnas in our homes, in our businesses, in our schools, in our colleges. My beloved Allah, which way do we turn? Lekin jiske aap ho jate hai, mere Allah, phir unki zindagi ban jati. Become ours and make us yours. If you are ours, everything will work in our favor. If you are not ours, nothing will work in our favor. If you are ours, our businesses will give us barakat, our homes will give us comfort, our children will be coolness of our eyes. But if you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Agar ek tu rahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera zameen meri. Mere Allah, agar aapne nigaah rahmat pher li, if you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy from us, where do we go, my Allah? If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But my beloved Allah, if you turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, where do we go? Which other door can we tap? Which other home can we beg in? Koi mujhse puche, main kya maangta? میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. وہ ہو جائے میرا, میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. My beloved Allah, bless us with good health, spiritual and physical. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa, whether they're in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us, wherever they may be. My beloved Allah, give them complete shifa. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak. Don't test us. We know sometimes sicknesses, diseases can be a test. It can be mercy in disguise. But we are extremely weak. Don't test us, my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah, bless us all with good health, spiritual and physical. Spiritually also we are sick and ailing. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy. Ah, my beloved Allah, those hearts which you gave to us for your muhabbat and for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what have we made of our hearts? My Allah, our hearts have gone beyond the stage that a bypass would help. We need a transplant of a spiritually sound heart. You gave man the technology of transplanting physical hearts. My beloved Allah, you have the technology of transplanting spiritual hearts. Vere Allah, man has made computer chips. They record millions of pieces of information, but just one press of the delete button and no information is left. Mere Pyare Allah, Vare Gunaho for delete button dabaja. Ya Allah, bless us with spiritual health and physical health. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the difficulties. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who have made niyat of hajj, Ya Allah, make it extremely easy for them. Remove all the difficulties, the hurdles, the obstacles and the problems from their path. My beloved Allah, those who are planning for hajj, they are your guests. Ya Allah, make it easy for them. Ya Allah, give hidayat to those people who are creating problems and difficulties to remove those problems. My beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, make them obedient to you, your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to their parents. Ya Allah, those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils and wine and women, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Remove, my beloved Allah, the conditions of adversity in this country and other parts of the world to that of prosperity and happiness. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the pain, the problem and suffering of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let the winds of hidayat and guidance blow throughout the continents. Bless everyone with Iman and Islam. Ya Allah, remove the conditions of drought and famine and AIDS and all other kind of suffering of mankind around the globe. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Hame dunya bhi de, hame akhirat bhi de. Hame deen bhi de, hame dunya bhi de. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of both worlds. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of Akhirah. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. My beloved Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters, of family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's so much of division, disunity and corruption, my beloved Allah. Remove those divisions and unite the hearts. Unity of hearts will come with your fazl and with your ihsan and your karam. My beloved Allah, because of our sins and our vices and evils, the whole ummat is divided. Mere Allah, ummat ke haal par raham farma. Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko khush kar de. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theatre, popping drugs in our mouths, bottle of wine in our hands, or watching some filthy film on the television screen, or glued to some filthy internet site, or some filthy magazine in our hands, or committing adultery or fornication. My beloved Allah, don't cause any embarrassment, shame, humiliation and disgrace to come upon us or the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't cause any embarrassment to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment, because everyone will rise as he died. Ya Allah, don't let my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam be embarrassed because of our sins. Ya Allah, the day is going to come, there is no way out. when one day our janaza will also proceed in some direction. Ah, my beloved Allah. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. At the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On a day of Jumu'ah in a state of fasting, my beloved Allah. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Hamari ruh jumti hui tere paas aaja. Bless us with burial in Baqi. It is not muqaddar there, destined there, wherever it may be. Let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. All his life he begged for us. How much tears he shed for us. How much of his blood was shed for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents, family members and ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. You are well aware of the pain, the suffering, the diseases, the sickness, the oppression, the suppression that the ummah is suffering around the globe. Ya Allah, remove the suffering. Ya Allah, those who have raised their hands before you this part of the night, after making zikrullah, after making tawbah and istighfar from all sins, Ya Allah, you are well aware of their desires, their wishes, their aspirations. Fulfill all their good wishes, good desires and good aspirations. And Ya Allah, you are well aware of the hardship, the difficulty, the pain, the suffering, the problem that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night is going through. Ya Allah, remove their pain, their suffering, their hardship. Ey mere Allah, those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious, righteous marriage partners. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma, gasht talim ijtemaat ko qubool farma, masajid madaris khanqah ko qubool farma, puri ummat ki mehnaton ko qubool farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiyul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.